days after being battered by Tropical Storm Jean, Haiti faces a storm of political unrest. Some demonstrators favor the ex-president Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Their clashes with the government and rival leaders have left 14 people dead. NPR's Lourdes Navarro reports from Port-au-Prince.
In the seaside slum of Village Democratie, a group of four unemployed men play dominoes to pass the hot Sunday afternoon. These are some of Haiti's many dispossessed, the main power base of ousted President Jean-Bertrand Aristide's Lavalas Party. The area is home to 10,000 people living in tiny concrete shacks surrounded by putrid debris. At the center is a prison that operated under the Duvalier dictatorships. Outside its walls, women make discs of flavored clay that are eaten as a substitute for bread. Frez Medil is 25 and an ardent supporter of Aristide's, who took part in some of the protests. He says that they should continue. Aristide was ousted in February and has maintained that he was illegally removed from the country. I think it would be good for Aristide to come back. There was all this talk about security. There is no security. The other people with guns come over from the next slum, Cité Soleil, and they try to attack us. The police are no better. In another poor area, Cité de Dieu, five people were killed on Friday night. The area where it happened, normally bustling, is now deserted. Most of the families in the area moved out. Many people were too afraid to speak about what happened. The killing seems to have targeted an anti-Aristide community leader. Rosaline Simon says her brother was caught in the crossfire. He was on his way to buy batteries up the street. He was coming home from work. Three men came. They told him to lie on the ground, and they shot him twice in the head, she says. Then they opened fire on all the other people. There are many guns and much discontent on Haiti's streets. Police say at least four policemen were killed during the demonstrations. Three of the bodies were decapitated, they said. There are only 3,000 police for a population of 8 million people. The United Nations is training more. In the meantime, its peacekeeping forces that took over in June from U.S. troops are meant to be providing security and disarming the gangs. Few, if any, of the 3,000-strong multinational force make their way, though, to the sweltering slums where most of the violence happens, according to those who live there. Anne Sossan from the Independent Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti says both the police and the armed political groups in the country are escalating their attacks at the expense of human rights.
What we're seeing right now is an increase in political killings. We're seeing an increase in disappearances. There have been many, many illegal arrests which have been conducted.
The spokesman for the United Nations MINUSTAH forces, Toussaint Kongo Doudou, admits that things are far from perfect.
Of course, we don't have enough troops or enough civilian police on the ground.
The United Nations is expecting to double its force by the end of the year. Haiti's appointed interim prime minister, Boniface Alexandre, warned the United Nations General Assembly last week that armed gangs are roving around with impunity and show no concern about the presence of the UN peacekeeping mission. Lourdes Navarro, NPR News, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.